May 4, 2022. As governments around the world turn to the benefits of sustainable forest management and forest products to support climate action and post-pandemic economic recovery, a new agreement struck today at the World Forestry Congress in Seoul will help advance forestry solutions and policy dialogue around the world. Earlier today, the United Nations Forum on Forests, UNFF, Secretariat and the International Council of Forest and Paper Associations, ICFPA, announced a new partnership that will make ICFPA the focal of the forest sector globally, providing a framework for the two organizations to work together to discuss and implement forest-related policies and agreements that are good for people and the planet. Forest Products Association of Canada, FPAC, President and CEO Derek Nyber has been selected by his international colleagues to serve as the liaison between the 18 ICFPA member organizations around the world and the UNFF. The United Nations Strategic Plan for Forests 2017-2030 calls for a world where forests are sustainably managed, contribute to sustainable development, and provide economic, social, environmental, and cultural benefits for present and future generations. An estimated 1.6 billion people, or 25% of the global population, rely on forests for their subsistence needs, livelihoods, employment, and income, said Barbara Tavara Jainchill, Program Management Officer, Forest Affairs, United Nations Forum on Forests Secretariat, UN Department of Economic and Social Affairs, United Nations. The private sector is fundamental in the promotion and implementation of sustainable forest management, so working with our partners in the forest industry will be critical to our ultimate success, and we are delighted to have ICFPA supporting the UN Forum on Forests in this important work. There is no path to a lower carbon economy without sustainable forest management and sustainably sourced forest products. This new collaboration between ICFPA and UNFF will allow us to advance policy insights and learnings across international borders to build a resilient global economy, one that creates greater economic and social opportunities for the nearly 2 billion people who live in or near forested communities around the globe, said Nyber, president of the International Council of Forest and Paper Associations. I am honored to have been selected by my international colleagues to serve in this liaison role. My goal is to make a difference by bringing Canadian innovation, experience, and know-how to the global policy table and by bringing the best ideas from countries around the world to strengthen opportunity for forestry families and communities here at home. In October 2000, the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, ECOSOC, in its Resolution 2035 established the United Nations Forum on Forests, UNFF, a subsidiary body with the main objective to promote the management, conservation and sustainable development of all types of forests and to strengthen long-term political commitment to this end. Based on the Rio Declaration, the Forest Principles, Chapter 11 of Agenda 21 and the outcome of the IPF, IFF processes and other key milestones of international forest policy. The forum has universal membership and is composed of all member states of the United Nations and specialized agencies. The participation of a wide range of these stakeholders is crucial to the achievement of sustainable forest management. For this reason, the forum welcomes and encourages the active participation of forest-related stakeholders who within the context of the forum are referred to as major groups, including business and industry, children and youth farmers, indigenous people, non-governmental organizations, NGOs, local authorities, scientific and technological community, women workers and trade unions. About the ICFPA. The ICFPA serves as a forum of global dialogue, coordination, and cooperation across the global forest sector. Currently, the ICFPA represents 18 pulp, paper, wood, and wood fiber-based associations that encompass 28 countries, including many of the top pulp, paper, and wood producers around the world. The ICFPA advances global positions on climate-smart forestry and forest products, the carbon neutrality of biomass and commercial forest plantations to help drive a circular future rooted in renewable forest resources. The strategic plan provides a global framework for actions at all levels to sustainably manage all types of forests and trees outside forests and halt deforestation. At the heart of the strategic plan are 6 global forest goals and 26 associated targets to be achieved by 2030, which are voluntary and universal. About FPAC. FPAC provides a voice for Canada's wood, pulp, and paper producers nationally and internationally in government, trade, and environmental affairs. As an industry with annual revenues exceeding $75 billion, Canada's forest products sector is one of the country's largest employers operating in over 600 communities, providing 225,000 direct jobs, and over 600,000 indirect jobs across the country.